This is Jason David Frank, Tommy the Green Ranger, and you are listening to the Command Center.
Welcome to From the Command Center. This is the GCRN's Power Rangers Reviews Commentaries kind of podcast. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike, from the Geekcaster Network, and joining me from Pop Culture Network is Scotty Cash.
What's up?
What's going on, dude?
Nothing. I'm just ready for Tommy to finally be back, not just a little glimpse of him walking around an empty juice bar.
Juice bar, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let's get right to it. After you hear the Morphin chime, start your player or streaming or whatever, and we will start Return of an Old Friend, Part 2.
I wonder how big her dumpster was. You know, like the little thing with the lid on it. Are we talking like, you know... is it 6 foot? Is it 7 foot deep? You know, because it's not very wide. You know what I mean? So
it's like mass displacement almost, really. Because if you think about it, what episode was it where Bulk and Skull were trying to? Was
it's kind of like Genie in a bottle, right? Because it's like
it's
real small, but yeah, when they were in it and they were getting shook around, it was like the size of a room.
Yeah,
I guess I didn't know that.
I'm trying to think. Oh, God, I should know what episode that is that Bulk and Skull find the dumpster.
I'm pretty sure it's season two, like the beginning of season two, isn't it? Or season three almost. Isn't that when they get put in there is when...
No. This is when Rita comes back.
Oh.
This is when
I thought they got put in there when what's Rita's brother's name?
Rito, yeah. No. I'm talking about the episode where I think it was Zed... came back. I think it's the first episode of season two. Zed came back and put her in the dumpster and sent her off, and then there was a point where she came back and it was her in the dumpster, and it was Bulk and Skull. Bulk and Skull found it, and they were trying to open it with a friggin' saw.
And yeah. Rito was there. Rito and Goldar. And that's when they were in that garage. I'm almost positive.
Okay, well, I'm sure the fans will say, hey, guys, this is what...
In a very nice way. You guys are stupid. You're idiots.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly don't remember. That's another good reason why we're doing these commentaries, because I don't remember.
Yeah, who cares if he's back? He doesn't even have any of his Green Ranger power, remember?
Why is it that Rita only wants to destroy Angel Grove?
Because now she's tried so many times that they've said no. So now she's adamant about it. She really wants to it's Angel Grove first.
Because, you know, she does say in the intro to every episode, it's time to conquer Earth. And then we get to every episode, I'm going to destroy Angel Grove. But Zordon, you can't do that. You'll die, dude.
Yeah. But Zordon, why did you do this a long time ago when he lost his powers? You're a dickhead.
Yeah.
And then Alpha gets mad.
Don't call Zordon a dickhead. Aye, 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 aye.
Uh-oh. Let's see if he plays the blade.
No, he didn't that time.
Let's see. Show it. Show him again. Play the blade, Goldar. Nope. Oh no.
Oh damn. Oh, that's him doing the transfer, the energy transfer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no. Ivan Ooze is back after 6,000 years.
This would actually be like 5,998 years. Yes. 13-year-old me is very excited to write me. Yeah. So I'm gonna go to Toy Fair in Chicago. Not Toy Fair, Comic Con, and Bulk and Skull and Rocky are supposed to be there.
Oh, sweet.
Steve, what's his last name? Steve.
Steve Cardenas.
Yes, Cardenas. I'm gonna try to get some interviews with him.
Cool.
Maybe I'll convince him to do some spots for us.
Cool, very cool. I really do wish this was Jason. I know it's not like the fighting. I know it's not him, but I really wish it was him.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that, as an adult, my 13-year-old self is just saying, oh man, what a cop out. What a lie.
Well, he always used to say, and I don't know how much truth is in it, that he always wanted to do his own
He, oh,
stunts.
yeah, he wanted to do his own stunts, but they would never let him.
Right.
I think it's really interesting if I took a picture of him with his helmet off from one of these episodes and then mirrored it up against what he does when he puts the suit on now.
Not quite the same.
It still looks cool. I mean, it's still him. And I like seeing him in the suit now doing, sometimes he'll put the suit on and do this kind of
Oh, did
stuff.
you see that? Pretty sure he dropped his gun.
Hey, they're fighting at the beach.
Well, yeah, it's nice out.
What are we doing in California? Why are Squat and Babu there?
How come he's not able to touch that?
They've got a force field around it.
Did you? And he's playing the blade also.
Yeah. Well, the reason why they play the blade is because the buttons are on the blade.
Well, if and no, the buttons are on the handle. I mean, if anything, it would be the holes are on the blade, so it would make different noises. But so that might be what they're trying to do. Not like a
Maybe.
flute, because the flute you cover
Yeah.
up the.
That's essentially what it is, but yeah. No, see the bl the hilt of the thing is just a handle. The hilt on the dagger is just a handle that he held. And the buttons were on the, I don't know, I couldn't, I, again, listeners, let us know.
I guess, in theory, there aren't any buttons since it's a flute. So you're probably right. You're supposed to probably only play the blade. We've already thought way too much about that.
Yes, we have.
Listeners, don't let us know anything about this.
I love how the energy counter looks like a Geiger counter.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to go nuclear. Oh, and great. Zordon goes away and the alarm goes off. Seriously? Like we don't already know there's a problem?
Like, who's in charge of the alarm?
I don't know. Where is he going?
Wherever Tommy tells him to.
Yeah, but Goldar said the power coins are unguarded. We must go. And then,
He should be able to get those power coins. If he can take his dagger.
yeah.
Golar, you're an idiot.
Yes, yes, he is. Watch the power coins not be in there.
This is a note. Psych. I would just do like they do in the movie where you just kind of hold hands around the being and just give him power from all the coins. If they can bring Zordon back from the dead or from like a different dimension or whatever. I know he was dead, wasn't he? They can at least bring Tommy back from like the small coma.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. It's almost like I've seen this episode before.
Yeah. It's the circle of life, dude. And hey, look, they're doing the same thing that they do in the movie.
No, in the movie, they put their hands above their heads and held their hands like that.
Yeah, but it's still kind of a...
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, because you mean they're like, Zordon back.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's too emotional for him, bro.
God.
Get a hold of yourself.
Why is it every time I see Alpha now, I keep seeing that image, it doesn't matter what caption it has, but that image of the 66 Batman smacking Robin. Hey Robin, do you hey Batman, do you like Miley? No, shut up.
I don't know why you see that when you see Alpha.
I don't know. It's just like so, where's Tommy? Is he just laying on the floor back there?
No, they have him on the table.
Oh, okay. Say. I don't think Alpha's cleaned that floor in 6,000 years. Yeah,
when they run away, they just all trip over him. Damn it, yeah. Tommy! I'd leave. Like, yeah, I don't want to fight him. Or I'd just call upon my Zord. What the hell's going on?
He's making everything dark. Talk about a massive headache.
Okay, now Tommy's gone.
Yeah.
He was just right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there he is.
Oh, yeah, he's floating. Huh. Oh, there he is. He was over a little bit farther.
All you need is
on a some cot.
Yeah, all you need is some pixie dust and a happy thought, and you can fly.
Or a sleeping ranger that lost his powers.
Yes.
What the hell's that noise? Who's talking? Huh? Oh, the mole's telling them what to do?
Yeah.
Because
They're zombified.
Oh. You're good to go, dude. How do you feel? Are you okay? No, I'm angry. Love it. Yeah.
So, wait. Are they basically saying that Tommy is the Jesus of Power Rangers?
Like,
where he can break the darkness?
No, I think they said it was like a force field that was around him from touching the coins, and that's why he was still hurt. It wore off.
Okay. For a second there I was like, okay, he's coming back.
No,
cuz he morphed out of it.
No, it wore off and now he still has energy from touching the coins.
Right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure they weren't trying to say that Tommy is the Lord and Savior of Power
Well,
Rangers.
in theory.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Yeah,
like.
we need Megazord power now. See, now he's
Okay.
playing the other side. What the
He.
F?
I don't know, dude.
And the flute is on that side, not the other side that they've been using.
It's probably production inconsistency.
Morphin. Let's do this.
I can't wait till we get to the Thunder Swords, honestly. I'm getting sick of these
I
swords.
love the Zords. My favorite.
I mean, I love them. I love Dragon Zord, but I'm kind of getting sick of the same
You just want to hear the White Tiger Zord power song. What
No.
Ranger Tiger power?
Nah.
I need to look up and see when that the legendary Dragon Zord is supposed to be hitting shelves, because I need to keep my eyes open for it.
It's dark again. The gopher's coming after the Zords.
Take that. Oh, ooh.
He ducked it. Did Dragon Zord just hit himself in the head with his own damn tail?
Yeah, dude. Well, got them all disgruntled and flabbergasted. You know, they don't ever rarely ever use their shield, the Mastodon head.
Yeah. No, they don't use it. I don't think they've ever used it.
Ever?
I don't think so.
So they only use the power sword, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right, dude. One more time. Oh, he hit him that time. Oh,
That time
oh,
he hit him.
oh.
Oh, bam.
Oh. And again, nope.
Oh, duck that one. It's a knockdown, drag-out fight in
Yeah.
the 110th
Where's the
round.
missiles? We need some missile fingers.
I don't think we're gonna get missile
No
fingers.
missile fingers?
I don't think so. I think we're gonna get a power. Oh, we're
Oh,
gonna get
yeah.
the team up. We're gonna get the combo. Okay.
Oh! Oh, this is a run-in from Titanus.
Yep. Does Titanus have a giant Z on his chest?
I don't know.
I could have sworn when he first drove up there that I saw a giant Z. Maybe I'll go back and screen cap it and put it in the post, because I could have sworn it was a giant Z on his
I'm
chest. And
trying to think
boom!
of the toy, and I can't. I don't remember.
Yeah.
So it's not Titanus, it's Titan Ziz. Oh, thank God.
Yay, the parents are free.
Yeah. Alfred's mad. Alfred, because Alfred doesn't have a mom and a dad.
He's a robot. He was built. He's not human.
But he was just talking about how he's all choked up.
Yeah. Now, this is where I do like the story for Tommy, where they can see if his powers can be restored permanently. And this will actually put us on the road to season two for when eventually Zordon and Alpha lie to the Rangers for like 2 days.
And so does Billy, right?
Well, no, Billy tells them. Billy finds out. Billy goes through the
Oh,
hidden door of light, and he,
that's
yeah. Man, his dad kind of reminds me of Carlton from Fresh
It
Prince.
reminds me of the guy that was friends with Carlton and Will Smith.
Oh, DJ
No,
Jazzy,
there was a kid that dated
Hillary.
Yeah, dated Hillary, and it looked just like that dude.
So, wait, Tommy doesn't have his parents here? Seriously? Is he an orphan?
No, his parents, he wasn't going to Angel Grove, dude. He was back gone, remember?
Oh, that's right. Poor Balkan Skull.
He says it's a boring party.
Oh, no. You know this is going to backfire, right?
Oh. Wow. At least it was Bulk's mom. What? He didn't do nothing?
Food fire.
One's grandmother.
Look at Mrs. Appleby.
Appleby. Uh-oh. Take it. Take it with you. Oh, no. You moved his toupee.
Now they're all having fun.
Yeah.
Instead of being mad.
Yeah.
And, okay, I can see throwing pies, but whatever that candy was that he and...
It was popcorn, wasn't it?
I don't know. What's Maybe that? It was popcorn.
Like the janitor of the juice bar, because you know what's his name ain't cleaning up the juice bar.
Yeah, Ernie's not cleaning it up.
Like, hey, mother F, 17 food fights a month. Can we not? It's got to get expensive.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for the commentary. We'll be back with final thoughts after this. Wow.
Are you looking for a weekly dose of gaming news and retro? Then check out Off the Cuff, available Fridays on Geekcast Radio Network from the producers of XRG. New name, same.
Pixels in the Animation is the Geekcast Radio Network's video game cartoon review show. We are covering every episode of 9 different video game cartoons. Join TV's Mr. Neil and myself, TFG and Mike, as we trek through multiple Mario tunes, Zelda, Captain N, Mega Man, Sonic, and we are also driving through Donkey Kong Country. Pixels in the Animation is 100 episodes of video game cartoon goodness, so tune in to help us find the Pixels in the Animation, which you can find every Wednesday on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com. All right, Return of an Old Friend, Part 2. Like I said at the end, tail end of the commentary, I do like that they're on the path to figuring out if they can restore Tommy's powers. With this actual episode, I did like all of the action scenes. We still can't figure out what the correct way is to play the Dragon Dagger.
Yep. We haven't figured out one thing, and that is that we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we've actually figured out.
Pretty much. Now, I wanted to ask you this, because I saw this, I forget where I saw it, but it was based on something where in Mighty Morphin, Ernie was supposed to be the human form of Zordon.
Oh, God. I don't remember that.
There was something. And again, I'm not looking at anything, so listeners, please help me out here. There was a forum post somewhere. I don't know where. I don't think it was on Ranger Board, but there was an illusion in this myth that Ernie was supposed to be the teacher, was supposed to, because he's always around helping him out, giving him some sort of sage advice when they're in the juice bar. And there was something about that he was supposed to be Zordon's earthly form. And at the end of the series, Ernie just kind of disappears right when Zordon disappears.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of signify that, hey, Zordon's really gone forever. I don't know. And it's something about that. I don't know. There was something going on about that. I will have to look it up. And maybe next time in episode 42, we can bring it up. Or if listeners want to inform us, they can comment on this post on geekcastradio.com. Again, I'm not looking it up. I don't remember what it was. But that would have been a little strange if Zordon was really stalking them as Ernie.
I'd say so.
Any other thoughts on Return of an Old Friend Part 2?
No, it's just good to have him back.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Coming up next, we have got... I'm trying to think what we have here. I believe, while I'm trying to figure this out... Christ, I feel like the Jeopardy theme should be playing in my head. Episode 42 is going to be Grumblebee. So that'll be a commentary on Grumblebee. Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are so many ways to get in contact with us. Leave feedback for the show. Visit the websites for each of our networks, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. Join the forums over at Pop Culture Network. And leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is Steve, June, Mike. You can also follow at geekcastradio and at popculturenet. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. And you can also search out Pop Culture Network. You can check out PCN on YouTube, youtube.com/popculturenetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be talking about Grumblebee, as I said before. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty Cash.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Rangers, I'm pleased to confirm that with the destruction of the Dremel monster, your parents have been freed.
They've been transported from the Dark Dimension back to the Youth Center, and they remember nothing.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
Second best news is that Tommy's got his powers back. Right,
Tommy. Alpha and I will have to analyze your powers, Tommy, to see if they can be restored to you permanently.
As it is, they could fail, leaving you vulnerable.
Knowing this, Tommy, do you still choose to remain a Power Ranger?
Absolutely. It's good to be back with my friends again, even if it's only for a while.
Welcome back, Green Ranger.
Hey, guys. It's Paris Day, remember?